This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Intergalactic Weather Watch.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Here's a question, sir. Do all planets have weather? Are they affected by space weather?
Well, every planet is different. You're lucky that on Earth, the magnetic field acts like a shield to protect you from the solar winds. If you remember, some of the energy from the sun is helpful, like heat and light, which living things need. But solar wind carries a lot of radiation, or energy that could be harmful to life.
But there's no life on other planets in Earth's solar system. Well, apart from us.
That's true. There isn't life as far as we know, but it's something we need to consider if we're planning on visiting other planets. Come on, the best way to find out is to take a meteorological tour. Mercury. This is the baby of Earth's solar system and closest to the sun. Even though it has a magnetic field which protects the surface from solar winds, I'm not sure I'd want to visit.
Yeah, it says the temperature out there is 400 degrees Celsius. That's four times as hot as boiling water.
Venus is up next. It may be further away from the sun, but it's the hottest of all the planets. The heat is caused by an atmosphere that's choked with carbon dioxide and nitrogen. The temperature here is hot enough to melt lead. Hey, oh, starting to rain. We better get out of here.
It's just rain.
Rain on Venus is sulfuric acid.
Another reason not to hang about is that although Venus's atmosphere offers some protection from solar winds, the planet doesn't have a complete magnetic field, which means living things are, well, affected by harmful radiation from the sun. Right, next, Mars. Mars is a bit more comfortable, but you still need a space suit. Its thin atmosphere means you can see sunrises and sunsets, but it's very cold and can get pretty windy, leading to horrible sandstorms.
What about the solar winds? Does Mars have a magnetic field that makes it safe to be on the surface?
There's only a very weak magnetic field, and that's something Earth scientists need to think about before they send astronauts to Mars. On our right is Jupiter, and there's Saturn. Both are gas giants. They have massive magnetic fields and so don't get affected by solar winds as much as other planets.
But if they're made of gas, doesn't that mean we can't land on them?
That's right. And to be honest, they wouldn't be my chosen holiday destination. They're hot and stormy, and the atmospheric pressure would squash you flat as a pancake. Winds on Saturn can be around 1,800 kilometres per hour, and it's a toasty 15,000 degrees Celsius at the core. Stormy weather is pretty common on Uranus too. Lovely blue clouds of methane gas. But you'll need thermals, not sunblock. It's minus 200 degrees Celsius here. And Neptune's not much warmer. It's the furthest planet from the sun, and also the coldest, with temperatures plummeting to minus 224 degrees Celsius. And a bit windy too, with winds of over 2,000 kilometres per hour. Both Uranus and Neptune have magnetic fields that help protect from solar winds.
Yeah, but like a lot of planets, they're just too hot or cold for anything to survive anyway.
Well, as far as we currently know, Sam. Don't forget, living things can cope with very extreme weather conditions, so perhaps there are some surprises out there. But as you can see, magnetic fields are just one thing to think about when visiting other planets. You also need to think about the type of atmosphere, temperature...
and whether there's anything to land on at all.
Good point, Stats. Class dismissed.
Deep Space High, Intergalactic Weather Watch. With support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.